feeling that you get when you're out in the outdoors and you can feel the hills and feel the water and feel the ocean, and you have no words for it. And as a kid, that was some kind of mysterious thing. But this song, which many of you probably know if you were a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout and went to camp many years ago, so feel free to sing along. But this song is the first song that spoke to that for me. So we have tweaked it just a tiny bit because we like to do that.
The guy's name is Doug Seegers, and it's called Going Down to the River.
Yeah, and his story is kind of, he was just a homeless guy, and somebody heard him on the street, and this song helped him become...
Closer to the mic.
Not homeless, yes, okay.
One hit wonder, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it worked for us.
Yeah.
It's called Going Down to the River. Thank you.
So river as source, river as source of peace, river as restoration, river as, yeah, place to flow, dive in, dive out. This one got picked because another point in my life, living around here, as anybody who, back in the late 90s, I was spending a fair amount of time, you drive when you live out here, right? You drive all over the place. And when you have kids, you drive even more all over the place. And Naomi was, I don't know, early elementary school, maybe preschool, and we were driving around listening to cassette tapes of kids' songs, right, in as you're driving along. And actually, I fell in love with this song, partly because there was an incredible gospel-y woman group and singing at the back up to it. And also when we would be singing the chorus, we would be driving along the Westfield River at some point. So that's the image and the memory in my mind. So some of you may know this. This is the sing-along part. It's Listen to the Water. Raise your hand if you know the song. Oh, gosh, nobody's raising their hand. Okay, so we are really going to do some teaching. Okay, so I have to tune. So there's...
nothing to add because I never sang the song.
No!
Until about 2 weeks ago. Never even heard it. Obviously, I wasn't the one shuttling our daughter around.
Not with the tape in the car. But the tape was in my car, not in your car. Okay, so the chorus goes like this. Ready? Two, one, two, three, four.
Listen to the water. Listen to the water.
That's what that goes. Let's try it one more time. One, two, three.
Listen to the water, listen to the water, rolling down the river. Listen to the water, listen to the water, rolling down the river.
Okay. Then the verse is one of those verses, it's one of these songs where it's the same line, but you change some words each time through. So it's very simple. So we're going to sing it. Well, yeah. So we're going to do it with "I Saw Some Ducks by the Waterside." So it's all about what you see at the waterside, what you find at the waterside, that sort of thing. So.
Do you want to do the chorus first and lead into it, or just?
Nope. Let's just do the chorus.
One, two, three, four. Saw some ducks by the waterside. Saw some ducks by the waterside. Saw some ducks.
What we're going to do is substitute some words for the ducks along the way, and then hopefully you'll have some ideas, and please raise your hand, call it out, get our attention somehow, and if not, we have some things to fill in. So.
And it can be saw some ducks, it can be also what you might have found.
Found something, yeah, like some rocks, some water. Okay, ready? So there's plenty of room for harmony. Two, three, four.
Listen to the water, listen to the water, rolling down the river. Listen to the water, listen to the water, rolling down the river. Saw some ducks by the waterside. Saw some ducks by the waterside. Saw some ducks by the waterside. Oh, by the waterside. Oh, by the waterside. Listen to the water, listen to the water.
got 10 minutes.
All right.